Professor Michael Toole, AM, epidemiologist from the Burnet Institute. Professor, good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Grant.
Hey, when do we get to stage three? What sort of numbers would provoke return to stage three?
Well, I wouldn't focus on one number. That number of 20, I think, is maybe reasonable. But you can see in New South Wales, where they're recording 20 or less a day, they're still chasing these so-called mystery cases.
Yeah.
So cases that we don't know the source of infection. So I think that's the critical number. We have to get that down to zero, and maybe zero for a week or two. And I must say, I'd be more pessimistic today than I was this time yesterday, given the news coming out of New Zealand. So after 100 days of zero mystery cases, they now have four. So I think that's a real wake-up call. We have to be really, really cautious.
So, Professor, I'm obsessed with the R number. Have you got a clue on what the R number is at the moment?
I don't. No, we're told it's less than one. It can be quite complicated to calculate because of the variation of cases each day, but we're told that it's around one or maybe even less than one. Well, it has to get down to at least half of that.
Okay, so you've taken a bit of a bounce out of our step. Are we able to ask you questions about vaccines or not your field?
Not my field.
Fair enough. Okay, take us to New Zealand. 102 days without a case, and then four pop up, all related to each other, I'm pretty sure, all in the same house.
Yep.
How's that likely to have occurred?
Well, the only way it could have occurred is that they were in contact with someone arrived overseas. It seems that's not the case. Or that there was very, very low-level transmission. New Zealand's not the only country to experience this. Vietnam went for 110 days, and now they're reporting 40 to 60 cases a day. Papua New Guinea, our neighbour, went 100 days, and now they're reporting 10, 20, 30 cases a day. So this is a tenacious virus, Ross. It just can hang around in people who have no symptoms for a very, very long time.
So what you do then, if you get to your 102 in 2 days and then you get cases, is that you savagely contact trace.
Yes. Contact trace is the key, or test, trace, isolate. That is key to it. And we have to get that down to a reasonable level. They can kind of do it in Sydney because they've got so few cases. Now we're in lockdown. This is the opportunity to do the same in Victoria.
And
because on average, most cases will have very few contacts.
And presumably, Professor, if we can have a long period, so let's say New Zealand 100 days of no cases, that enables you to really gear up your contact tracing ability.
Absolutely. It shouldn't take 100 days. You know, I'm sure they are ready and they will respond very quickly.
And would that be self-isolation or government-supervised isolation?
At the moment, it's self-isolation. Given the number of cases we have, it would be impossible to put people in a hotel, for example. That's why we need really good community support so that people know exactly what they've got to do when they get tested. They stay at home. They don't go pick up a kid at school or
go to the supermarket.
So they stay at home until they get their results, and that we have to get down to within 24 hours.
Good
and then within another 24 hours, we've got to, let's say, trace 90% of that person's contacts.
Professor, we thank you very much. I hope the professor wasn't listening to the rumour file this morning where I told you about the healthcare professional I was talking to yesterday who rings people who are supposed to be self-isolating, and you can hear the sound of the supermarket behind them.
But the professor reminded us all, we just need to be realistic, Ross.